From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. A new investigation finds former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's administration withheld a subpoena, expanding the scope of the City Hall corruption probe. The AJC and WSB report the 2016 document called for information about lucrative construction and concession contracts at Atlanta's airport. It also sought out vendors with close ties to Reed and records of three former cabinet members. That subpoena was allegedly kept from City Council, which ultimately awarded millions of dollars in contracts to vendors under investigation. City of Atlanta officials and community leaders gathered yesterday to discuss the transportation infrastructure challenges facing many in Atlanta's workforce. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms told CBS 46, better public transportation does more than ease downtown congestion.
If we are looking to balance out the city and relieve that congestion, we have to look at its impact on our neighborhoods and giving people the opportunity to live in the other areas of the city.
City officials say they will soon appoint members to a new transportation board, which will be tasked with addressing infrastructure issues. Well, a week before Georgia's primary in the race for governor, the candidates have poured more than $12.5 million into TV and radio ads. The AJC reports Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle leads the spending by far. He's put $4.3 million toward ads. The rest of the crowded Republican field has spent less, $1.5 million by Secretary of State Brian Kemp, and $1 million each by former State Senator Hunter Hill and businessman Clay Tippins. Despite the lower price tag, Kemp has gotten a lot of attention for his controversial ads focused on guns and immigration. On the Democratic side, Stacey Evans has bought the most airtime, spending $1.3 million. Her rival, Stacey Abrams, has spent less than half that, but outside groups have spent a combined $2 million to boost her campaign. Georgia's top election officials say the state's voting system is still accurate and safe. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it was tested last fall in three different locations.
The reexamination involved a three-day mock election with random votes on random equipment in November. Secretary of State Brian Kemp says the machines registered a, quote, perfect recording of all the votes cast. But despite that, he supports moving to a new system with a verifiable paper trail ahead of the 2020 elections. Georgia is also getting federal money to help pay for it. At the end of March, the U.S. Election Assistance Commission announced the state would receive more than $10 million to upgrade its 16-year-old voting machines and make other security improvements. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Well, thanks to cooler-than-usual temperatures in March and April, Georgia's spring harvest is coming a little late this year. Farmers say harvests of squash and zucchini should hit the markets in the coming weeks, driving prices down. Shipments of squash, blueberries, cabbage, and onions are down from this time last year, but growers hope to make up some of that ground in the coming weeks as warmer temperatures ripen the crops. In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Chicago Cubs last night by a score of 6-5. Newly acquired infielder Jose Bautista connected on a three-run home run in the fifth inning to put the Braves ahead for good. Atlanta and Chicago will meet again tonight. First pitch is at 7:30. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.